Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting 5th. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting 8th. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Fox reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Almada reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Almada scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox is walked intentionally. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Thornton Lee now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Cronin moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Lee and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Almada. Averill reaches second base with a double. Kramer throws the ball into Werber who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Knickerbocker scores. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2. Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell throws the ball into Knickerbocker, who tags Almada trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee spins and fires to second, and Kramer is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 1 in the game. Vozmik hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Vozmik reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vozmik scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Averill scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Sullivan scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kramer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Hale. Averill moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trotsky. The throw from Farrell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Averill scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Galatzer pinch runs for Bruce Campbell. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Galatzer now playing right field. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. John Kroner pinch hits for Mel Almada. Mel Harder now pitching. Ski Melillo pinch runs for Wes Farrell. Dusty Cook pinch hits for John Kroner. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Cook reaches second base with a double. Melillo moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Cook scores. It's Red Sox, 7, Indians, 7. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Ski Melillo now playing second base. Bing Miller now playing right field. Billy Werber now playing left field. Eric McNair now playing third base. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hale bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Averill is walked intentionally. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trosky is walked intentionally. Averill moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. McNair reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Farrell is walked intentionally. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.